I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Monday morning to take a look at what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group and the financial markets around the world. This morning, futures have been moving sharply lower to begin with, that in part because China has had a rough overnight. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 1,000 points, though it has rallied back strongly from that and down 370 points at this hour. In the corn pit from Chicago, we were lower earlier today, but now the corn pit is up 2 3/4. It's trading at $3.68 1/4. December at 380, 2 3/4 higher, and the May futures at 2.5 higher for the morning. July up 2 3/4. December of next year up 2 cents. Soybean futures were off pretty sharply earlier today, but have managed to gain some of those losses back. They're now down 6.5 cents at $8.98 3/4. November beans at $8.81 are 8.5 lower, and January futures at $8.84 are down 9. July of next year down 6 3/4, and the September contract of next year down 6.5 cents. Bean meal futures at $3.28 are $1.10 higher. Bean oil down $1.2636. Wheat futures for the soft red trading at $5.03 1/4, up 3 1/4 in the September, and the hard red at $4.77 1/4, 6 1/4 cents higher. Live cattle futures in Chicago at $144.65 are down 77.5 cents. Feeders are down $1.22.5 at $210.77.5, and lean hogs are at $64.45. They're down $1.62.5. On the phone line with us to take a look at this and try to make some sense of what happened overnight and in China and how that's impacting the U.S. markets, in particular the commodities, is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, I bet you had kind of an interesting morning this morning.
Yeah, it's been full blast from the minute we walked in the office this morning. Just quite a bit of volatility, a lot of concern, domestic-wise and worldwide, mainly the, like you mentioned there, the Chinese stock market has been on a strong defensive here, and has spilled into the other world markets. But after we had the early flush out and through here, we're kind of in the stability mode. The dollar sharply lower, so hopefully that'll stimulate some export interest. We did sell 120,000 tons of beans to unknown destinations, so these lower levels here will, if we can hold here today, will be benchmarks to work from and see if we can't try to stabilize here for a few days.
Speaking of benchmarks to work from, we followed with great interest, as I know you did too, the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour last week. And Pro Farmer puts out its estimates. These are different than the averages that come out from the tour for both the states and for the national corn yield. It pegged the corn yield at 164 bushels, about 4 bushels less than what USDA currently has theirs pegged at. Will that play into the market eventually today? I know it turned its attention pretty quickly to what happened in China.
We believe so. That was a actual look, a survey out, getting out in the vehicle and actually looking at it, and those observations were well advertised amongst social media. Even the old-time pit traders was watching the tour take place, so I think that's why corn found some fairly good buying interest once we got into the mid-360 levels based on the December futures contract. So you couple that yield a little lower, then also, too, if you factor in harvested acres a little lower, now all of a sudden supply-demand balance sheet's a little tighter in through here. So I think the trade will keep that survey in mind and at heart until we see what the WASDE numbers are here as we go into the September monthly supply-demand report.
Yeah, one of the other items on the corn from the survey was that their production number was 350 million bushels less than what USDA has this year's crop pegged at the current time. Most are simply suggesting USDA's because it was using averages rather than actual weights for ear weights in its survey for August. It hasn't quite got the numbers yet right, and we know that's typically the case for the USDA from August to September. 350 million bushels is not a small amount, though.
Well, if you got that in your personal account, it's a huge amount. But when you're talking billions, it's a little smaller. The question is, over time, will we float down to the carryout, take the carryout closer to a billion bushels overall, and then becomes a lot more significant? But no, there's a lot of moving parts there, and between now and January or even next spring, there's going to see a lot of variation in those moving parts. But the overall scenario is the crop's a little smaller than what they were looking at clear back last spring. So that puts the urgency on the end user to get some cash grain bought here this fall. There's smaller production. There's ample storage around. There's a lot of storage built. Then, two, when you look at the carry from December out to July, it's a lot narrower than it was a year ago. So it sort of suggests that the end user will hopefully be eager to buy some grain here this fall. They haven't narrowed the basis yet or stepped up to buy anything yet, but it kind of suggests that back towards the 360 area would be fairly good support.
On the flip side of that, it appears that both the Chinese economy and the Pro Farmer Tour have conspired against soybeans. The Pro Farmer Tour actually raising the size of the crop just a little bit on Friday afternoon.
Well, they'd hopefully stimulate some buying interest here at these lower levels. If you go clear back to last winter, some of the analysts was looking at 850, 825 downside. We did see November beans trade 855. So when you look at the kind of the big picture, when we had big acres, slow demand, that price projection was in hand. But yet, too, when we place the supply-demand balance sheet now versus then, it's a little tighter. So that's kind of the function of the market here. Hopefully we'll see them come forward. They still have to eat. Even though their stock market is not quite performing for them. But under stress, people have the tendency to eat more, so may that encourage some buying.
We have crop progress reports due out this afternoon, though we're starting to wrap those things up. I guess, well, we'll begin to look at in those numbers or the harvest figures and starting in the south, I suppose.
Yeah, there's some activity. There's some activity in Illinois. It's still fairly wet, but we'll see how harvest progress gets going through here. The trade expects a 1% drop out of a good to excellent category just due to the seasonal factor, the crop starting to mature and shut down. But we'll read the general observations that are on that report. One thing is that a lot of guys are saying, this corn's running out of nitrogen, and these visual reports would be probably a lot more important than just the good to excellent category.
Anything from the livestock side or for ethanol, the shutdown of the Indiana processing plant for crude oil and gasoline that we need to take care of yet this morning?
Well, I think that's a conspiracy. You give reason to raise gas prices there for about 2 weeks, but that's part of the supply chain in through there. Over time, we work through this, we feel that the overall price of gas will drift back lower in through here. October crude traded $37.75. $38 was kind of the downside target here. We're below cost of production for those interested in locking in energy needs. We're implementing strategies on this price break here in the $30 level to get that coverage on.
Thanks so much.
Very good, Todd.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He will join us again this afternoon at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock Central Time to take a look at how the markets closed in Chicago at this hour. Futures in Chicago for the crude oil are down at $32.30 a barrel. And that for the trade is down $1.14. The RBOB gasoline or wholesale price at $1.48 2/10, is 6 2/10 of a cent lower per gallon. And ethanol futures at $1.43 4/10 are down 1 3/10. Natural gas at $2.67 4/10. Diesel fuel at $1.42 1/2. And gold futures are unchanged at this hour at $1,158.60. U.S. dollar at 93.475. That's down 1.54 on the afternoon. The Dow is now down 377 points at 16,093. You're listening to WILL. This is Illinois Public Media. It's WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Sunny skies today, a high of 74. Tonight, clear and a low of 50. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 73. And Tuesday night, clear and 52. By the time we get to Wednesday, sunny skies and another beautiful day, 76 degrees for the high. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.